I'm recording, starting now.
Okay, so our next topic is, do we want to do the discussion item first and then all the action items? Okay, so the discussion item is Public Records Act compliance. And Greg, you want to take us through that?
I got a letter from our attorneys, and it was kind of a friendly reminder and a refresh about Public Records Act compliance. And they just said, hey, you know, basically it's about what's best practices to ensure that we are in compliance with public records. And I didn't know if any of the commissioners wanted us to talk about it first, or if you wanted me just to kind of go.
I can bring up a few things. Okay. So the things that stood out to me is that about using our personal devices and or personal email, it says it makes it more challenged to the port to adhere. And that it recommends that ports issue cell phones and laptops to their commissioners, if at all possible, because then it makes it easier because then it's all in one place. I know that when someone sends something to my personal phone or my personal email, I immediately turn around and send it to my port email. That way it's already there. If somebody leaves me a voice message on my personal phone, I transcribe it and send it over by email with the date and who it was from, so that they're all there. It's just something to be very, it's something for us to know and to also make sure that we, this was a great reminder for me, because the timing of when I actually check my port email to make sure that like every second day, I'm going into my port email and I'm, putting them in folders and making sure what's where and making sure that nobody's asking a question that could be construed as a public records request. And when I have gotten those, I usually just forward them on to Tara. So those were my points about this that I thought was really, really good reminders.
Well, and I would add on to that I've been using my personal email because I haven't had a simple way to go back and forth, and I'm now have a location for the port computer so it can stay set up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do too.
Yeah. And it was a little challenging because my space is like 6x10. Hoping that next week I can get with whoever our IT person is who can come and get that set up. And I do have a phone, I don't have a computer, but I understand there is a computer there.
Yeah, so, and the computer's all ready to go for you, Mary. So it's all set up and we have your password. I won't be here next week, but if you want, I can give that to you later today, or Greg can give it to
that'd
you.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I ended up, I was able to, because of Wi-Fi and, that kind of connectivity too, I was able to add my remote Wi-Fi password to my modem, if you will, into that pretty easily. And then I have a Ethernet cable that I just keep plugged into the thing. And so I just closed the laptop in the day, and I usually look at it at night when I'm done with work, and I just keep it right beside the regular house computer, folded up and plugged in and everything, and it's so great. I was able to do my timesheet on it, and oh gosh, it was just awesome. So it's really, this is really going to help us a lot. One thing we should probably do is just make sure, and just go through. If you once you get it set up, Mary, is go through and just make sure there wasn't any, you know, anything that was some request type of thing, you know, in your emails and things. So that's my only thought would be, gosh, we got to make sure that we're copacetic with that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So this goes for staff too. You know, it's commissioned and staff. It's for everybody. So it's kind of building an awareness even amongst the staff too. So when we work remotely, for example, that's all work product that is discoverable. So he basically had 3 points. He says port issued phone and or laptop. So we've done phones and laptops. We'll get the one to Commissioner McClure. Use port email account. And if you use a personal, which sometimes that comes up, just copy all emails sent or received from your private email account to the port email account. And any files, those are kind of the 3 best practices that Richard Davis lined out in this notice. But he said, look, they're dealing with it, and there's just people out there that are trying to catch you up on these things.
We all know they're professional schemers. I deal with public records requests at the county as well, because sometimes they're looking for, you know, a staff email or things like that, or, you know, and you have to go through our emails are archived every year. So I only have a year's worth of emails from XYZ, whoever it is, right? And so I'll have to do a search on my own. Well, the IS department can do it, you know, very easily also. But I mean, I'll give you an example. Ron Karsmar, because he's emailed me at work before, had a port question probably a month and a half ago or so, something like that. And he tippy-tapped an email to me, and bing, there popped up in my work email, and it's like, oh, crap, wrong. So I emailed him back, but what I also have to do is make sure that my work is okay, because I have a work agreement, you know, to not mingle, co-mingle port business and work business.
Right.
Right. So I had... I had made that correction, if you will. And so anyway, it's all kind of, you know, some of it's new and learning, and we just need to be consistent.
I have that same issue, that I have an agreement with work to not commingle. And so if anything comes into my work email, I have a folder, and I immediately forward it over, and then I plop it in the folder.
Yep.
That says port. And so everything is there, and everything should have already gotten sent over. So,
great. And I appreciate. We appreciate.
This is great. This is a great conversation to have.
Tara is our public records officer, so when she goes through this, it just helps her an awful lot. All right. So that concludes that.
Okay. We reconvene to regular session. It's 2:05.
So
I think we did that earlier at 1.
Yeah, we were in regular. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. 1:55.
Okay, so we have our action items. The first one is to approve a revision to the 2021 commissioner officer election that was held last month, to make Laura Grunwald the president of the commission, Steve Heacock the vice president, and Secretary Mary McClure. Is there a motion to approve that?
Well, I so move.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah,
aye.
Thank you. Okay, so Laura, take over.
Okay, B is the approved contract for the 2021-2022 OESD, Olympic Services, Olympic Educational Services District 114. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
And I'll second that.
Discussion, Greg, is this an increase over last year's?
No, actually it's flat.
Okay.
And they're reaching out. We actually have more time. They asked us I'm sure that's all the customers, if they would approve the contract further in advance so that it could do planning and budgeting and staffing. And this is really bringing it to you quite a bit in advance from what we did last year. But, you know, I think that they're doing a good job. We like working with them, it's not an increase or anything, but I do think that we're getting, some value out of the contract for sure. And I appreciate the fact that they would like to have some sort of going forward for some of them, for making staffing and budget for that. So that's why it's coming a little quite, earlier this year than it normally does.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Is there any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So we'll go on to C, which is approve resolution 0201-21 to rescind resolution 0701-2020 and adopt Newport auditor. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Greg, you want to fill us in?
We have Wendy McDonald serving as, she returned as our interim controller. And so this is simply to recognize that she is now our court auditor again. So we have to receive the other resolution for the former controller and implement this. She's still, she's not an employee, she's a contractor. But I think, we had her as an employee, and I think she served well as the court auditor, and she's doing a great job. And I really want to thank Wendy for stepping in when we really need her. And that's kind of her MO in life, as with many people. And but anyway, I really do thank Wendy for stepping in and helping us out through this time.
Yay,
absolutely.
Wendy.
Yay. Any further discussion?
No.
So we have added D, which is to hire. Is there a number that I should put on that, Tara?
7D and work
set. Oh, is 7D or?
Is this an agenda addition or is this a this is right. Just a motion, right?
Yeah, it was one. It was an action item that we added at the beginning.
Yeah. So let's. So 7Ds. That's perfect.
Okay, so item 7D, to hire the service consultant in reference to the federal transportation funding process with a contract not to exceed $15,000. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Yes, and I'll second that.
Do you need to say anything, Greg?
Well, we're looking to get some additional resources to help us with the KRCC effort, the transportation effort. And, this commission has already kind of moved the needle forward quite a bit with the original contract and developing a pretty positive relationship with our partner agencies, with WSHA, Kitsap County, Kitsap Transit, and WSHA State Ferries. And that resulted in an effort which now we're at a follow-on effort which you the Port Commission has approved for $30,000 to develop a scope of work for transportation solutions up on SR-104, which includes holding lanes, shoulder improvements, and active traffic management system. This is a follow-on to that, and it's to help us in terms of working with KRCC, and I'd like to kind of hand it over to Commissioner McClure, since she's the most familiar with us with this and served on the executive board.
To talk about the critique piece or
and the trans stack and what our needs are here.
Okay, so there are three boards within the, or three established groups within the Kitsap Regional Coordinating Council related to transportation. The first is the Transportation Technical Advisory Committee. That is the body that takes the rules and takes the projects that each one has to bring forward. It includes a representative from each of the member agencies, and develop a recommended set of projects to the elected officials. And it's a complex process. It's very political. It's also very technical. So you need both sides of that. And elected officials don't serve on that board, on the TransTAC. The elected officials serve on the Transportation Policy Committee, which then approves the set of projects. There can be some negotiation at that point, but in general, the TransTAC does the deal. And down to, oh, okay, Port of Bremerton, you can have this, and we'll have that. And that's done by the time it comes to the TransPol. There is some negotiation that often goes on at the TransPol, but it's very minor. And then the Transportation Policy Committee forwards those recommended projects to the Executive Board of the Regional Council.
Yep.
There is, this year, there is a tremendous amount of change going on in that process. It's probably not terribly structural, but they're making decisions about a couple of things. One is, and this is through the Project Selection Task Force, which I've been asked to serve on. I'm as one of the Kitsap representatives to it. And one thing is that the boundaries and how the basic money through the federal funding process are going to be under discussion. Because there is a type of funding called CMAQ, congestion management projects, that air quality, that we don't qualify for because our air quality isn't bad enough. And it's a significant portion of the money that comes through PSRC, Puget Sound Regional Council. And so they developed years ago a Kitsap set aside so that we got essentially our fair share of the total pot, even though none of it is CMAQ funds. And they're going to revisit that this year. Again, tremendous, tremendous implications. Again, that will happen at the Project Selection Task Force and at the TransTAC. They'll give technical advice. The second thing that's going to happen is that there is contingency fund money left over from the last cycle.
Right.
And you may recall that we were first on the list, you know, our project, and it didn't get funded because it was too big. And by the way, Commissioner Gelder commented that one of the reasons he really likes having bundled the realignment and the Limbaugh pieces together into the ferry congestion mitigation project is that it gives more flexibility to define the project to be put forward based on how much money is available and of course local needs. But the contingency money that's left will get divided up early in the process, and again the TransTAC will play a big role in that. And the third thing that's happening is the most transportation people are of the opinion that an infrastructure funding package will come from the federal government probably in the autumn. And it's not clear, and they will make decisions about how that will come through. But the bottom line is that no one knows if it's going to be sent through WSDOT or the PSRC process. And again, the rules will be set up. They'll be somewhat unique, but that's an important reason. It's going to be a real complicated year. And that's why I think it's very, very important that we have a technically skilled and geographically experienced person to participate on the TransTAC, the Technical Advisory Committee, on behalf of the Port of Kingston.
Perfect. Awesome. Very good, Mary. Thank you, Mary.
I need to make an adjustment, Tara. That's actually 8D, not 7, because we added the executive committee as 6, which made discussion 7, which made action 8.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Good going, Laura. So I have a first and a second, and we any more discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
And so, did we actually define that as directing staff to move ahead to engage?
Yes. The wording was for staff to hire a service consultant, reference transportation, federal transportation funding process, not to exceed $15,000.
Great.
So the next item was an item we were going to add to the action items, which would be 8B, which is a motion to proceed with master planning effort to begin that process with Greg and staff, not to exceed $25,000.
Correct.
Can I have a motion?
Okay. And I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Nope. Actually, the one piece I would say is that I just want to reiterate what I think is the importance of whoever facilitates our board retreat in March be involved in the overall master plan and strategic process, because there'll be a lot of information that they will acquire. There'll be a whole lot of knowledge of what our priorities and thoughts are, and too bad to lose that.
So if anyone has any suggestions on people, maybe they could forward those on to Greg if we have any ideas of people that, you know, to add to his list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think we're done with action items. We'll move on to...
We have to vote on it.
Oh, did we?
I don't think so.
No, we did it
first and a second, did we?
We have first and second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you for reminding me of that. So I'm new at this job.
You're doing good. It was seamless. And you already caught the numerics that were off. So good job. I don't know if I would have done that.
It's okay, we would have reminded you.
Yeah.
So we're on to 9, which is public comment. I believe we just have one public here, and that is Ron Karsmar. Ron, do you have anything to say?
Well, congratulations. I don't know if you can hear me, but...
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys lay out, and I have to apologize in a way for maybe getting the cavalry to get out in front of you generals, because there's a lot of excitement to see what the port does for a strategic plan. And I would love to have some more detail of your timeline and what you're going to do, because I've been getting a lot of questions about that little comment, Laura, that you called me out on Facebook. A little tiny comment caused a lot of excitement, so I'll try to be patient. But congratulations, and put the metal to the metal, the pedal.
Pedal to the pedal.
Yep.
So we're moving on to 10 commissioner reports. Mary?
I pretty much already made my report about what's happening with through the Transportation Policy Committee at KRCC, and ultimately the Puget Sound Regional Council. It was a really good meeting in...
Amber Alert.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Everybody's phone's gone off at once.
Yeah. So that was one big piece. The Kitsap Economic Development Alliance Decision Maker Breakfast was also although it was very lengthy to do a 3-hour Zoom meeting with, I don't know, 40 people. It was well managed, and there was a lot of really good information. And one in particular that I was really wanted to make sure we were aware of, and we can get a hold of the presentation slides, and I would urge us, Greg, if you could get a hold of that and disseminate it. There was a slide about COVID transmission that was new information to me and was really about the fact that as a percentage of each age group, younger people, by that I mean about 20 to 45 or 50, are contracting COVID in much higher percentages of their age group than elder age groups. But it's the elder age groups who are dying.
Yeah.
Much higher percentage. And that really, really points out how important it's going to be that anything we do in the Marina Park, all of our business, et cetera, really continue to focus on COVID restrictions and enforcement. and that they're talking basically herd immunity isn't anywhere on the horizon until at least late autumn. And so we've got to be really conscious of that. And that leads to the third thing I wanted to quickly update you on, is that the Kitsap Public Market is in the process of rebooting for this season, including probably a later start date than early May, probably mid-June. And one of the things that they're very enthusiastic about the port support. And one of the things I've highlighted is that we really need to not only review what other public markets are doing, most of which are not on public property here in Kitsap. Now, we need to see what they're doing. They're not all compliant. I know that because I've been to several of them. But we need to come up with a workable, enforceable set of rules. And I'm sure that whoever takes that part on for the planning will come and consult with the port. And I am also anticipating that there'll be operational conversation with Ray to make sure that whatever's done works. He's been keenly aware of the market ever since he's been there. And I think that ideas about the nature of the market and that kind of thing, there'll be contact with Greg as well. So I just wanted to say, yes, the intention is that it is going to be there, and it's going to look different because, in fact, it's a new evolution. When the name got changed to the public market, they started with some loosening up, resales. You can sell pop down there now, bottled water, stuff like that. And resale of goods. And I think I anticipate there'll be a much stronger focus on bringing the rest of Kingston into the market in some ongoing ways. Kid program, a chamber of commerce program, or whatever the downtown business core, a number of different ways, including how to effectively use the event tent when it's available, and so on. So that's in the works.
That's great.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.
Steve?
Oh, you want me to go?
Your turn, Steve. Do you have an update?
To give you a little very brief. I sent all the presentation links to you, everybody, just now.
Yeah, I just got it. Thank you.
Good.
Well, really, the only thing that was on my list for this month is the Parks, Trails, and Open Space meeting that I do regularly attend. And so there was discussion about trail connectivity and also a potential with Barber Cutoff Road again. and with potential funding from the Safe Routes to Schools. And we had Joe Rattan, who is the new Public Works Roads Superintendent. He's essentially the number two guy at County Public Works. And he was in attendance and discussed connectivity with the TIP program, the Transportation Improvement Program, because it's absolutely crucial that any kind of program that goes through that has a connection and a TIP rating from the county. Even though it might not be a high-rated project, if it's not on a TIP, it will not get funding consideration. So Joe had committed that he will be working and getting a staff person dedicated to figuring out the costs associated with that particular project, any other kind of trail connectivity that could happen, and putting all those together, bundling it together in an estimate, and getting it on the TIP for this year. So I was very, very pleased to see that that particular thing happen.
The Safe Routes to Schools, that if federal funding is applied, especially that those typically are good for contingency projects because they're smallish.
Yes.
That will also go through the TransTAC and the TransPool.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Yep. Perfect. Then the only other thing I had attended was KCAC this month. And the KCAC meeting was more so about their work plan for the coming year. And I think you both were in attendance on that too. So
yes,
but I thought it was a pretty good program, and good discussion points, and also an olive branch, if you will. Well, not an olive branch, but a request. There's a few vacant positions that we're really seeking too, so it might be good to get some other folks involved in KCAC. There was a group that had been at-large member of an actual voting member that went to ex officio, as we are, and the ex officio role is a non-voting role. So that happened, and also I think there was a little more detail from the Suquamish tribe and their membership, and also the Port Campbell Sklallam tribe too, because they were having difficulty getting a member, if you will, from each tribal organization onto KCAC as well. So there was some good detail provided there as well. So we get the word out that they're seeking at-large members to fill in those vacancies.
Yeah. I also wanted to just add from the KCAC meeting, which I agree was a good meeting, that they approved the letter to our state legislators asked
yes.
to find out what the heck happened to the rest of the funding that was set aside last cycle for traffic control.
Yeah.
That looks, according to our calculations, to be only about half of it was spent. Actually, we don't know where it was all spent, but only half the days were covered. And I collaborated with Mark Libby and Elena Bolotera on that letter, and a couple of others input, and Representative Drew Hansen immediately got back and said, I'm going to look into that. And so it was an effective letter, and I was glad for it to have happened.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. So you guys covered KCAC really well. So That was the one that I went to too. I also went to Kiwanis, but that I don't have anything port related to report at this time in reference to them. I'm really pleased the direction that we're taking and the action that we're taking. So yeah. Kudos to my fellow commissioners and to staff and to Greg. And Ron, of course, Ron. So we're going to move on to staff reports. Wendy?
I don't have really much to say. I've been just kind of slogging through and seeing what's going on and trying to remind myself of what was going on. And, you know, because I'm getting old and I don't remember everything very well. Sorry, Laura, that was for you. So that's really about it. Going back to the old practices that I know that maybe we weren't quite following to begin with. And that's about it.
Thank you, Wendy. Tara?
Hey, so we've been organizing the filing systems here at the port. We've been the electronic and the paper filing systems. And let's see, I'm scanning the old port resolutions and getting those all organized. And then I've been cross-training with Wendy a bit on payroll, so we have a backup. And then working with Ray on some employee development and training plans. And then we are recruiting for a customer service coordinator, which that's been posted for a couple weeks. It's closing this Friday, and we're planning to do interviews the second week of March is what is my tentative plan. So, and then I will be out of the office until March 8th. So if you need anything in the meantime, get a hold of Greg or Wendy or Ray.
Okay. The man in sunny yellow, Ray.
Yay, guys, yay for Ray, yay. Hi, everybody.
Yoo-hoo. Hey, Ray.
Hi, how's everything? Hey, Ron, you look great there, Ron. Thanks for stepping in there. Commissioners, welcome again for another monthly meeting. I am so excited to be here, as usual. We are moving forward with our yearly things that we need to do for maintaining the port at Kingston, such as pressure washing. We're doing some floating refloats of our marina interior right now, too, with AMO. The guys are really working hard to get this place looking really nice and beautiful. We do have a lot of yacht clubs that are coming in. It's been a lot of fun for me, so I'm getting excited to have a discussion with Mary and the public market here, because I know a lot of these people that are coming to the marina really look forward to that market. So that'll be a blessing when that happens too. So thank you for that. The other thing I was going to say was that with Greg and I working together on all these little items that are going on, I want to thank all the people, all the volunteers in our public right now. We got a lot of people that are doing a lot of wonderful things for shelters, handing out food on Friday nights. The Bayside Church is handing out foods, and I know they're all reaching out to Greg and I, and we're posting everything that we possibly can at the port to help give people direction for what's going on, because it was really a cold, cold weekend and people needed places to go. And like I says, we've been doing our part, and I'm very happy about that, but it's not really, it's a major part, but not what the other volunteers in our community, our wonderful community, are doing by promoting and providing places for the people to go. So kudos to them and our community. Please put that out there. The last thing I was going to say was that our staff has been doing a really good job as far as with Tara's help. And thank you, Wendy, for being there too. Wendy, for coming back, so I don't forget that. But the staff has been doing a great job of developing. And I know that was a big deal for Greg, getting us all structured in that direction. And it's paying off a lot, because Jeanette's doing a ton of training, and all the other staff members are working toward that goal of becoming better teammates and members of the Port of Kingston. So Tara's doing a great job helping me with that. So, and commissioners, thank you for all your direction too. That's all I have.
Thank you, Ray. Mr. England?
Yeah, you know what? I do want to really tip a hat. You know, it was pretty cool. It was Jeanette Link, and she did some pretty advanced Excel training, and so she was learning macros and this and that. There's sometimes people with repetitive work, and it's easy to make keystroke, mistakes and this and that. So anyway, she took the macro development, and she put together a macro, and it just eliminates a lot of the error. So she does this quick macro, does everything, and then it calculates a lot of information that we do every day. And that's, you know, when you look at a lot of people in larger organizations, they look at this process improvement, and you can put all these management terms on it, but bottom line is just doing your job better, and investing in yourself is an investment report. And that's what I really appreciate, all these staff members, because they're all trying to keep getting better and better. And even the key cats have joined our staff, so that's kind of cool. No, they're doing a great job, and we actually had a lot of stuff with that snow event. You know, that was a pretty serious snow event. And I want to say that Ray and Tori and Austin and Joe and Greg Anderson and, you know, Jeanette coming in, everybody was making it and keeping the port running, but also they were responding to, you know, some serious concerns. And also people in the community responded. And I want to make, I called Craig Powell, but Craig Powell showed up down here at sea level. And he was concerned about the covered porch. There was a lot of weight on that facility. And he heard that, you know, we're already adjusting the flotation throughout the docks and all the bigger piers and main pier. So Ray and Tori and Austin and all those guys, they're already doing that work. But, you know, he came down, didn't have to, but it was his work product too, and he just wanted to be sure that we were in a good place. And, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that people don't always know about or recognize. But that's, they can say, oh, sea level bulkhead builders, and that's the kind of people they are.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to do that. And he was ready to work and help us in any way. And he said, hey, I'll help you, like, going forward too. No question. So thanks to them, and it's going to have everybody. And that's that goodwill there. You generate goodwill, you can't put a dollar value on it, but you know when you have it, you know when you don't. What else is going on? So we are doing an awful lot of flotation. We don't have a report yet from, we had a WSP USA, which was the engineering dive team that dove on the breakwater.
The breakwater, yeah.
We don't have those results yet, but... They're putting together a report on that for us. And I think that will be, you know, that will definitely help us to come up with a plan of action and then kind of a frame of the cost of what it might take if we can reclaim that lineal moorage along the guest dock. But we also put together a presentation for the boating facilities program through Recreation Conservation Office through their grant program, the BFP program. So we presented that, and I really want to thank Tara. She is I don't know how you describe it.
She's
just responsive, does a super great job.
Gifted.
The real
skill set. Yeah, right?
The real deal.
I'm blushing. I'm blushing. You just can't see it.
It's, I'm out of my depth when I get into some of these things. And she's very patient. She deals with some of these last minute kind of scrambles because when we look at it. But I want to thank her. I want to thank Mark Portman, too, because he helped us going through all of these grant submittals. And also I want to thank the RCO board and the people that they sort of put all that time in on those boards, because it's, you know, we may not get any money out of the deal, but maybe we will, but regardless, it's a lot of work on their part, and they don't really know what the heck they're talking about. And they see, I don't know, I think there was 44 presentations just on this one grant, and they do many, many grants. And also the RCO staff, our grant manager, Tim Seller, who's our grant manager for this area, she's very responsive, does a super job, helps you navigate PRISM, and then Marguerite, her boss, they're just really good people. They do it. They're very professional and help us out. So thanks for the public service. So anyway, that's it in a nutshell. I think there was, you know, it's just getting through the snow event. You look out, you wouldn't even think that when did that ever happen? It's already past history, but they did. We did. Tori went out and did actually a lot of measurements, and I want to really thank him, because he was communicating the attacks and calling, you know, needed on any kind of issues, just so that we were aware of it, and so that if we could respond, we would respond, and that protects not only the port, it protects all of the customers.
Yep.
And they're number one, right? Without customers, we're in trouble.
Yep.
So I want to thank all of them. And the people in the community, they had a community meal up here at Village Green recently. Wow, really cool how much involvement there is by people in this community and the support. And I know that the Kim and Tony and Amy Bynum up at the Ale House, you know, they've always been there for the community. And I really want to give a tip of the hat and recognize them. The other thing, so we were working with the Chamber of Commerce, and all the chambers are going through an awful lot right now. Funding has been a challenge for many of them, and the chamber here in Kingston, Greater Kingston Chamber of Commerce is, you know, our executive director, she moved on to an incredible opportunity, and she did, I think she's doing a super job when she was here, and she's really trying to build for the future, but she got an incredible opportunity, and I don't think she can say no. So the board is getting together. We're talking about what the options are. It'll probably be for the next couple of months. We met today again. And for the next couple of months, the board's going to be kind of a working board. We're going to have to step up and execute on a number of things, keep the balls in the air. I'm committed to doing some legwork myself as well. In addition to my duties here, and then what we'll end up doing is we're going to revisit it with the situation with the chamber. I think one of the things that I probably will be doing though is coming to you for this next go around the next meeting, asking to help fund the chamber and keep putting the money that's been budgeted for this year and approving that bill in a regular public session, and just to be able to make sure that we see what that they have some money that we can do some things with, and then look at what we're going to do going forward. But it's a tough time for so many communities. It's a tough time for a lot of businesses and in the chambers too. And I think this chamber board, you know, everybody's really committed to helping businesses in this area. So we got to figure out how best we can do that. But I'm really hoping that we see kind of a transition away from having the pandemic and as more people get vaccinated, and I just hope that the response is adequate to get us all back online sooner rather than later. And thanks to you, commissioners, for both support for master planning efforts going forward. And I think it's going to be really important, actually, that we actually take advantage and really contribute to the KRCC board, which is that happened under your guys' watch to get us back in there. And I think that the transportation program, I believe, is really moving forward as one within the community and together with our partner agency. I think there's a lot of value to that. Whether you agree with the method and means and where we're exactly headed and how we're going to get there, you have to come together, and I think that's if you really want a result, and that's what is happening.
Yeah.
So good, thank you for that. Good job. That's leadership. So thanks.
Thank you, Greg. One quick question about the RCO grant. I think I saw that we ranked number 2 out of 44 applications.
So for the Department of Ecology grant app, which was through Kitsap County, we were ranked number 2 out of 44 for stormwater.
Okay.
On this one, we don't know where we're ranked yet.
Okay, we'll find out. Do you think we might know?
This week, I hope. They said they'd talk to us that idea this week. There were a lot of amazing applications, I have to say. And there were way more demand than there was funding. Like millions of dollars more, which is typical, I guess. But yeah, we weren't one of 6. We were one of many, 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 a couple days worth of presentation.
Yeah.
So is our RCO grant application scalable? Because often if there's not enough money to do everything, they say, well, can you take 60%?
We were asking, the total project was $641,000. We were contributing about almost $200,000. So the ask was $400,000. So in the scheme of things, it was kind of like either they're going to go or they're coming.
Okay.
All right. We'll move on to number 12.
which is next meeting is Wednesday, March 24th, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. So at 2:46, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.